From SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress based on.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the US. So it's a long journey to get here.
Today, youth talk about Christmas traditions and the celebration of Kwanzaa. First, Clareton Elementary and middle school students share their favorite aspects of Christmas.
My name is Alana. I'm 14 years old.
Hi, my name is Gianna.
I'm 12 years old.
Hi, my name is Gianna. I go to Clareton Elementary, and I am 10 years old.
My name is Kira. I'm 12 years old, and I go to Clareton Middle School.
And my three things
I like about Christmas.
And my three favorite things about Christmas are...
One, I love getting presents.
The feeling that you get when you open the first present on Christmas.
Opening gifts.
I like opening presents.
Two, it's my favorite holiday, and I love being off of school.
Because it's fun, especially decorating a tree.
And the third one is hanging my little TARDIS ornament on my Christmas tree, which we almost forgot to do this year because we almost forgot about it.
And going to my grandma's house.
Hi, my name is Milan. I'm 10 years old.
I'm not Sean. I'm 10 years old. I go to Clareton School.
O'Shea. I am 11 years old.
My name is Trinity. I'm 13 years old. And I go to Clareton City School District.
My three favorite things.
These are my three favorite things about Christmas.
I go to my aunt's house on Christmas, and I play there, and I get music, and I dance, and I get presents, all that kind of stuff.
I like presents.
Spending time with my family.
Presents, family, and we just have fun.
And eating food, because my family, I love their food so much.
Hi, my name is T.
My name is Amaya, and I'm 11 years old.
Kaviana, I'm 12 years old, and I go to Clareton Middle School.
Hi, I'm Brooklyn, and I am in Clareton Elementary School District.
I am 11 years old.
I'm looking forward to the holidays because
we get to eat, we get to have fun, talk about how much joy we got.
My favorite things about the holidays are gifts and sleeping.
Hanging out with my family and playing games.
I spend time with my family and open presents.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. And ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Next up, juniors Madison Dalton and Liza Wilson of Oakland Catholic talking about their school's celebration of Kwanzaa.
What is Kwanzaa? Is it a religious holiday? Do people actually celebrate it? I'm Madison Dalton, a junior at Oakland Catholic. These are all questions that will be answered in today's interview. Oakland Catholic BSU celebrates Kwanzaa. I'm here with fellow junior Liza Wilson, who is a founding board member of the Oakland Catholic Black Student Union. First, Liza, a lot of people seem to think that it's an African holiday. Can you dispel this truth?
Yes. Kwanzaa is not African. It's African-American. It was originated in America, and people in Africa do not celebrate Kwanzaa.
Does it have any particular religious affiliation?
No.
I know Kwanzaa focuses on seven different principles.
Yes, they're really important to Black life in America.
What are these seven principles?
So the first one is umoja, which is unity. Kujichagulia, the second one, is self-determination. Third one, Ujima, is collective work and responsibility. The fourth one, Ujama, is cooperative economics. The fifth one, Nia, is purpose. The sixth one, Kumba, is creativity. And the seventh one, Imani, is faith.
Which one do you think is most important to particularly your Black Student Union?
I think the most important one for us is umoja, unity, because the purpose of the group is to get people to come together and talk about these issues that are so important. All of the issues that Black people face in America basically stem from racism. So we're talking about police brutality, European beauty standards and how they affect the black community and education, criminal justice, things like that. They all stem from basically racism. So that's basically the main purpose of our club.
Well, thank you for having us, Liza. I'm so happy that the Black Student Union is doing all of this great work. Wow, I can really see why unity would be really important to the Black Student Union and to meetings.
We return to Christmas for our final segment featuring holiday stories from four Montour High School students.
Hi, my name is Nathan. I'm a freshman here at Montour. My favorite Christmas memory is when we were at my grandmother's house on Christmas Eve and a garbage truck tried to get through two cars parallel parked on the street. He ended up wrecking both cars. My grandma's neighbor then came trotting out of her house and was yelling at the man. He knew his career was over and just lied down on the street. My dad, who was supposed to be making a family video of me, ended up recording the whole incident.
Hi, my name is Austin. I'm a freshman here at Montour. My favorite Christmas memory would have to be last year when I got my first iPhone. My brother and I first got our phones that year, and my brother was screaming really loud because he didn't think he was going to get one.
Hi, my name is Holly Jordan. I'm a junior at Montour High School. My family's Christmas tradition is that on the day in November that we get off for Election Day, my entire family gets together and we bake all of our Christmas cookies, which is something like 90 dozen cookies at one time. And we take all of those cookies and we split them out for the rest of the family and we freeze them until Christmas.
Hi, my name is Alex Weibel and I'm a senior here at the Hilltop. One of the big traditions that me and all my friends like to do is we like to go to my friend's house and we try our best to record the best Christmas album we can. And it's almost always unlistenably insane. Regardless of what they are, Christmas traditions, new and old, are some of the most important parts of the holiday season. Giving you happiness and quality times with your families and friends, we at Spartan Express encourage everyone to keep the traditions going. And if you don't have any, start one. You just might have more fun than you could ever imagine.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org. Youth Express. Catch the future.